embroidery from California or
almonds and cream nuts, nigger tucks.
Is that right?
Only that wouldn't be a nice word now.
But that's what
that's what they were called.
They were called when I was a boy. It was a treat at Christmas.
It was. I always found those in my sock. Even though Mother used them in all her cooking. But they were a delicacy. They were something that was just synonymous with Christmas, like fresh fruit. Pink grapefruit and the natural, the white grapefruit, oranges, the navel oranges, the Florida oranges, we always knew the difference. Figs, dates.
So really fancy.
Grapes, all that.
How about well, pecans would not be...
They're native to the... I have a pecan tree in my yard.
And
they were small, but the nut, the meat was very, it's sweeter than the commercial tree that has been propagated.
Did you, you remember any different names for peanuts?
Goobers.
Always goobers. That would be a more common term than peanuts. And how about different fruits that you would grow that you remember? About the different kinds of peaches, for example? The kind that you could break open?
The Indian peach and the freestone, like you're talking about, that just open.
Yes, Indian peach, I don't think I know.
My tree died. It's a tree we have tried to keep. It is a small peach, and it is very delicious, just eaten off the tree. But the most common use for it is pickled, like pickled peaches. And it has an orange skin with a little red streak through it. And it's a very pretty fruit.
But does the seed break away?
No,
it's not
firm. That's why it was so good as a pickled peach.
And you call that Indian?
Indian peach.
That's new. I've never picked that up. Some people call it clingstone. Or plum peach.
Or plum peach. But Indian peach is what I heard it all my life.
Well, that's interesting. And what did you call the hard thing inside? Did you always call it the stone?
The stone.
And the inside of a cherry?
Yes. That's the little almond inside.
Yes. Did you call that a stone also?
Pit.
Or that's the cherry pit, the peach stone. I see. And the inside of an apple?
Core.
And if in the drying process, what would happen to the, how would you describe, or how did you describe the skin of an apple if you dried the apple? What would happen to it?
Well, it dehydrated, but...
And the skin would actually...
Shrivel.
Just shrivel up. And you mentioned different things that you made from... So you said for the fritter cakes, you made a special preparation with
brown fruit jams and jellies.
And both. And
marmalade and jam and jelly syrup.
And around here, you didn't really have any sugar maples, did you, or not, or did you?
No.
The maples that are grow here don't
yield
syrup. And the rather with fruit trees that are easily pushed over, they're thought to have, they're described as a shallow rooted, or how do you describe?
I see, that can be easily uprooted.
Yes,
they're shallow rooted.
No special name that you have
that I remember.
How are you doing for time?
I'm 10 after 3.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
I really,
you've got something else, and we'll go 30 more minutes if you'd like.
Well, Well, I certainly